coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your anxious couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Is May 7th, 2018,
and this is episode 236. What's going on, everyone?
Hey, everyone.
You said it very anxiously, babe.
I said it calmly as a juxtaposition to the anxious.
Oh, it's a juxtaposition. See,
I'm anxious.
You're anxious
because we have a guest.
Oh man, let's jump right into
it. We haven't had a guest in months. You are the first guest we've had in months.
We haven't had a guest in a year, at least a year. Maybe. Year and a half.
So if this all fails spectacularly, we know who to blame. Aaron! Mr. Aaron from the Black Astronauts Podcast,
What's
among
others.
What's
going on? Aaron, how you doing, man?
All of that made me anxious the more y'all said.
Dude, I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
All I have to say is thank goodness for medication or I would not be able to.
So let's just say, the first time you're on the show, we had this amazing, you know, introduction. You know what I'm saying?
We did? I don't even remember.
I think we did. I can't remember.
What? Well, when y'all came on BAP?
Oh, man, when we came on BAP, man, we set a standard.
Yeah, that goes down in history books.
I don't even remember what we said.
We did the airlines. We were just like fastening your seatbelts, and we getting ready to take a journey.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, this is the...
I can't remember shit. Jay remembers that.
Oh, I remember that one, man, because we were just ready. We were fired up for that one.
Way more prepared than we gave anyone credit for being prepared, and it definitely did set a standard. Like, well,
oh yeah, because we had it written up and everything.
We had
a script. I remember now. it's probably in our doc somewhere still.
Yeah, more than likely. So,
but I felt the urge to get a guest. So we're gonna have some guests coming up in the future too. You know, this is the kind of podcast where you just shoot the shit. So why not shoot the shit with friends?
Yeah,
you know?
For those that may or may not listen to Black Astronauts Podcast, I know you hear me, you know, tout them when we're ending the show and stuff like that, giving them mad love. Black Astronaut Podcast is a podcast that started six years ago. And I know you're kind of like, and I'm going to just say it. I'm going to go out and just say it. I did not look that up.
You did?
He's good.
I mean, it ain't really that hard. I mean, if you just gauge our relationship, Jay, I mean, it ain't.
To be honest, man, I can't remember. I was actually going to go look at our tweet private messages to see how far back it went. But the girls were going to sleep. My brother-in-law called. My sister-in-law called. And I didn't get around to it because I feel like this is about the time, like April, March, yep. April.
It was, you're very close. It was February.
Oh, February. Okay.
No, no, see, this is freaky how much he remembers.
Yeah, that's wild.
I remember nothing. And like, he remembered what Kim Price's granddaughter's birthday.
Right.
And I was like, what the?
Well, those are moments in my life that matter to me.
All of those.
I'm just going
to
say.
They matter to me.
That's just something that's huge for me. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing against Renee's character or my character or anyone else's
character.
It sounds
like you're saying, I don't give a shit.
No, because I remember because we were driving to Stevens, and that's when Aaron called me because we were just going to lunch. I was like, I'll be ready in like 15 minutes. And as soon as I got in the car, we were driving to Stevens. This was when we had Dewey the Damn Blue thing.
Damn, that was a long time.
I can add on. Y'all were talking about in the episode, y'all was reviewing restaurants around Louisville at the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was it, Dragon King's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I hate you remembering.
Oh, yeah.
I remember because that was one of the first ones where I was like starting to realize like, wait. They're not just in Kentucky.
Have your wife's
around the
memory
corner
gone down since you've had the kid, or I've heard Mommy Brain's a thing, and it's Japanese.
Well, I won't say it's went down.
Smart we'll, man.
Smart man.
We'll say that mine went up a lot more having it for her. Because it was like, okay, I need to remember this, I need to remember this, all this, so my kid doesn't, you know, like.
Yeah. So here's what I'm starting to realize. You know, my 43rd birthday is about to come up.
Woo!
But I'm realizing it's harder for me to remember things like I used to.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's the alcohol or if it's my age.
It's often the alcohol.
No, it's like during the day, babe. I'm not drinking during the day. I'm not doing a work day.
Okay.
Doing a work day.
All right.
But speaking of drinking.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Black Box Rosé wine. Judge me all you want.
Because you got your pinky finger up while you drink it?
Nah, I don't think I do. Hold on a minute. Oh, well, I guess I am. I guess I am throwing it up, but I just wanted something refreshing, and today,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Understandable.
And
put a smile on
my
face.
And I told Renee this weekend I won. So they have like these raffles. Like I'm in some of these groups that do raffles and everything else. But before I get into that, all right. We had the Valen Tavern with us today.
We do have the Valen
Tavern.
Because
I don't want to miss that right now.
You don't want to miss
I don't want to jump into everything and start rolling because I want to acknowledge who's here today.
Okay.
So who do we have with us here today?
We have Electrical Skateboard. I need to know if we know Electrical Skateboard.
What's up, Electrical Skateboard?
That's awesome. We have Nurgalagrin. And... Jazno Streams in the house.
What's up, Shaz?
JK is in the house. And Zobby is in the house. And Clark.
Zobby here. Hey, what up, Zobby?
Yeah. She gave you a... She was like, I know that voice. when
I already saw JK correcting my sound.
Yeah.
Oh, that was... was that JK or Shazno?
That
know
was JK.
JK?
He was all over it.
Excuse me, sir.
All over.
Well, I didn't see it. I saw Shazno say you were hot too, so I wasn't paying attention.
I'm just messing around. I was probably hot.
Okay, see this is how I know we're anxious because you trying to make you're trying to apologize already, Aaron. You can give me shit on my show, okay?
Guests get to do whatever the hell they want. So
you can give me shit. So stop. Just stop with the. I'm just playing.
But yeah. But yeah, well-known geek in geek circles came out with a post talking about his anxiety and depression.
Will Wheaton? Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Will Wheaton. Like, I just don't get some of the stuff, but he's pretty well-known. And the fact that somebody famous is kind of talking about it, it's good. We need to be talking about more because
we do, and I have to check myself. I have to check myself.
Why do you have to check yourself?
So see, I didn't mute my phone. See,
Aaron got us off.
So Aaron, I'm just gonna say, and you know, this is just me being honest. You know how I try to keep it honest. You do too, Renee. So when you told me Will Wheaton put out his now forgive me everyone because I do have a little cold, so. I may have a little raspiness and stuff, and I don't have a cough switch. I need to get a cough switch.
It seemed like
I've been smoking, but I haven't.
I sound like Life Gins.
Right. AAO.
Somebody out.
Who's that? That's not
Life. AAO.
AAO.
You.
Off air, I'm gonna tell y'all a funny story about Life.
Yeah, please.
I thought we talked about that once.
No. We did. What?
Yeah. I haven't heard this story. I need to hear
all right.
This story.
So, when I heard that he had put out this article, you know, there was the part of me that felt the compassion. You know what I'm saying? But then, being honest, there was also the other part of me was like, you got the money to be able to hide
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's the other part is like, you're Will Wheaton.
I know. You are Will Wheaton. You're Will Wheaton. You know what? You can. You don't have to deal with people. You don't have to go to work.
You don't have to. Like, if you don't feel like working on a project for a year, you don't have to.
And that's not me. And I felt bad for feeling that way. And I'm just being honest because I'm just putting it out there because I feel like if I felt that way, I'm not the only one. And if I am the only one, I would feel special because for once in my life, I'm alone.
I mean, but he did make it seem like people aren't talking about it. And from what I've seen, people are definitely talking about their mental illnesses with less, you know.
And I will say, Aaron, one of the things that I admire about you, man, just one of the things that us as black men and just as black people that embracing where it's usually taboo to say, you know what, I'm depressed, or you know what, I have anxiety, you know what, I have thoughts of not being adequate sometimes and stuff like that, and that's just something that I deal with daily.
Right.
Just being able to say, you know what, I deal with that. Let's make it known, and let's, you know, don't let's acknowledge what's in the room.
Well, it took a very long time to get here, right?
Right.
Like, you know, it didn't happen like overnight. You know, like being surrounded by people that, especially black men like yourself, like Teddy, like, you know, like people that Feek, Rock, like that were confident in who they were, and in their ideals, helped me along as an adult. You know, it took a very long time to, you know, come to grips with some of this stuff. So that as somebody who wants to show, not tell, a lot of times, you know, it's better for people to, you know, just look at it and be like, look, this is what I'm going through. If you don't understand it, that's fine. If you understand it, that's fine as well. But it's, you know, it's a part of who I am and what I am going through. So
right.
Definitely.
I think it's dope when anybody.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it's just really huge just to see that happen, because a lot of times, like, you know, I talked with older black men that clearly are dealing with some sort of anxiety or depression or some PTSD. And when you mention it to them, or you like, you know, the things you're showing, you know, kind of seems like you're having a panic attack, or you're very anxious. That's why you're choosing to eat the foods that you're eating, or you're choosing to do certain things and everything. So that when that happens and you say that to them and they're like, there's no way I'm anxious. There's no way I have that. I mean, that just makes me seem like I'm less of a man. You know, it's kind of like, no.
Right. It's along the lines of, put it this way, it's why I respect the people that I do respect as much as I do.
Right.
You know, because that's the toughest part of getting past all of it, is the stigma that comes along with, you know, not necessarily just being a man, but the stigma that's in our community, you know, a lot of times, and how to kind of dispel that and navigate through that, you know, from a child to an adult.
Right.
You know, I was talking to somebody, and they said basically that every black person in America should have, you know, counseling for the rest of their life for free, you know, because of, you know, some of the stuff that they were, you know, people have been subjected to. So.
Right. And I'm just going to go on the record here. And you said our community, right?
Yeah.
You talking about me, right?
Yeah.
So all you naysayers out there that say, I ain't black.
What?
Aaron said it himself. It's our community. I'm black.
Look, man, first
I'm black
of
and I'm
all,
proud. Is that what I came back in on?
Look, man, like, disheartening, Jay. I don't look. If I'm friends with Jay on Facebook, I'm Aaron BAP on Facebook. I don't know how y'all do it. I do not understand it, because some of y'all and some of y'all views, woo, buddy.
Yeah, I will say,
be glad that Jay is my friend.
So,
because there have been many a times that I have had to hit Jay up, like, hey, man, I have a lot to say right now.
Right.
but I'm not going to say it unless you say okay.
Yeah. And my thing is, as long as you're not attacking the person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's always been my thing on my Facebook page. Like I've said before, my Facebook page is like my house. If you're in my house, you're not gonna attack the guest that's in my house. You can be my mama, you can be my daddy, you can be my friends, you can be my enemy. You're not going to attack the person that's in my house.
Right.
Now, if they said some stuff sideways you don't agree with, fine. Be intelligent, be smart, speak your mind as if you're speaking to me and say what you need to say. But we're not going to pick this back and forth and everything else. And that at that point is when it's kind of like, you know what? This needs to be shut down. You need to leave the house. You need to calm down. Or if it's a situation where I'm like, oh man, this stuff's going to blow up. I don't want to have to monitor adults.
We shouldn't have to, but you know what I'm saying? We do.
And yeah, Aaron's right. I do have some relationships that.
And you know what? It's probably not anybody. I take that back. Take it back. There's nobody that listens to this show. Like, it can't be. Like, I can't believe, I wouldn't believe it if the same people listen to the show are the ones that are saying some of the things that people were saying.
I'm trying to think.
I have to be around Jay when these people say these things, and I'm like, how can you be friends with this person? But yet, he just chugs on along.
I try to be, like I told you, Aaron and Renee, you know, I mean, there have been some people where it's kind of like, I had to cut it off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I have about two or three that I just cut off. It's just like.
Did you unfriend or unfollow?
No, it's unfriend or block.
Oh.
Was what that was.
Wow.
Which is something I typically don't do because it was at the point where I knew that they weren't going to listen. And like I told Daniel in my encouragement letter to him, it's like, it's not my job to change people's mind. They have to want to change their mind.
Right.
And then at that point, when you feel like that, you know what? I don't think they ever want to change their mind about a particular situation. Why? At that point, the Bible says plant your seed in fertile ground. And here we go. Renee's like, oh, well, they dropping scripture.
I'm kidding. Yes.
But you know what I'm saying?
I get the point. Yes.
You don't want to waste your seed in some ground that's not going to bear fruit. I mean,
I hear seed. I think something.
Right. Totally I mean, different. I do too. But, you know, that's how childish I am. But, so sorry, my Christian friends. Yes. Sorry, my Christian friends. I don't mean to be taking your scripture out of context and making fun of seed.
Many a romance novel has used that phrase for other things than a plant.
Many a everything has used
it. Yes. Exactly.
Yes. Just say that.
Anyway. How do we even get here? I don't even know what happened.
Man, well, you left us alone for five. Renee left us alone for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You said our community. And I said, see, everybody, I'm black.
Look, I am going to steer this ship around really hard.
And the real host, the star of the show, needs to come back.
All right.
Back on track.
All right.
Or can I ask, are our daughters still alive?
Did you hear any yelling?
That's what's bothering me because no. I didn't hear.
Yes, they are alive.
Okay, yeah, just making
I threatened
sure.
to take smiley faces away.
Oh,
okay?
Snap. And, you know,
and their money.
Okay, so check this out. So Aaron has a now 4-year-old. Can I mention that? Or is it?
Well, it's too late. You already kind of did.
Sorry. If I wasn't supposed to mention that, I'm sorry.
What, her name?
No.
Well, I didn't mention her name. I just said that you had a 4-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't care about
her. Yeah, because.
If that was the case, I would not have anybody following me on Facebook.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true.
That's all my focus pictures are. So
she is 4 months older than our girls. So she's 4 now. And is she in preschool?
She goes to a private preschool right now, but she goes to kindergarten next year.
Dude, what's that?
Isn't that nuts?
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Because Renee and I were talking about that. We were like, next year, they're going to be in kindergarten.
She, my little girl does stuff now all the time, but I just look at her and be like, you a real person.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
But then they flip a switch and they like act like they're like 6 months old. I'm like, right. Why are you like acting like a baby right now?
Right.
You know what's what.
So today we went to go pick her up from preschool, right? So this is the new preschool, which we absolutely love. So they're in the playground, so we had to walk through their room to get to the playground. So we're picking up their stuff and everything, and I look out the door, and I see one teacher's taking Zoe by the hand, and she's walking to the other teacher, and I was like, oh, shit. Zoe did something.
I was like, how do you know?
I told Renee, I was like, Zoe's in trouble. Renee was like, how do you know? I was like, the way that teacher was kind of like, it was making a beeline to the other teacher, and she sat her down like in the circle. It was like the circle of punishment. I was like, oh, man.
How do you know it was a circle? Not everybody in that circle was on.
Yes, they were.
Oh, my God. I was like, six kids.
What did them singing Negro spirituals give it away?
They were singing like, Kumbaya, Precious Lord, take my hand.
No water.
Amazing grace. How sweet. So we get out there. And I was like, and then Zoe was like, Mommy! And she thought she was going to get up.
And I said, no.
Renee was like, no.
I did the
I was
mama
like,
no.
Whoa, all right
and
now.
She, and she sat down quick. She was like,
and
whoa.
Then like one of her friends came up and was like, Zoe pitch so-and-so. And then one teacher was like, you quit being a tattletale. We got,
I was like, oh my God.
And then the teacher was like, yeah, Zoe pitched. This kid.
Gage was his name.
What's his name?
Gage.
Gage. Yes. What?
His name is Gage. Okay. Are you laughing because you're drinking? Or are you laughing because it's funny?
I didn't know his name was Gage.
Yes, his name
I'd have been Gage. Like, you did. What's his name? So that's what I would have been like.
So she pinned. But this is. But she Zoe's pinned. Not really a physical altercation type.
She's
chick.
Not.
So it was. You know, kids do that every now and then. It's fine. But I was disappointed.
Renee was so disappointed. I was like, when Renee gets into full mommy mode, I'm just like, look, I'm just thinking
it's not
back.
Scary.
It's like that song that my ex-wife used to sing, Black Mama. Mm-hmm, Black Mama. Mm-hmm.
But we talked about it. And on the way home, she said, Mama, I said, yes, I'm going to be better at school. My heart damn near melted. I was like, okay.
And you know what she said to me, Erin? She said.
Is Erin still there?
Oh, I'm still.
Okay.
She said, Daddy, I don't like you. While I was trying to tell her, we don't pinch friends. You know, we don't do that to our friends. They're not going to want to play with you if you're pinching them. And she was like, Daddy. I don't like you. I was like, okay, but you're not going to pinch your friends.
And then you're like, why?
I was like, why don't you like me? I like mommy.
I was like, you can like two people at the same time. No.
No, I like mommy. Okay. That's
nah,
fine.
This must have been a baby girl wild out day because my little girl, excuse me, today I walked in and the teacher was like, usually she walked in. It's like, Eve, you know, Dad's here. And Evie runs in and, Dad, whatever, right. You know. And today she walked up. I was like, where's she at? And she walked up all slow.
Uh-oh.
So I walked up to her. I'm like, what's wrong with you? She was like, I'm in trouble. And I said, what happened? So apparently she stood on a table and throwing chips at a student today.
Oh, my
mind you, these are the same kids that she's been going to school with since he was one. So wow. They're like brothers and sisters at this point.
Right.
They know each other really well. Right?
One of the little kids walked up to me and was like, yeah, Mr. Barney. I was like, what's up? She threw chips at me. And I was like, oh, boy. Now they didn't scar this little boy.
He ain't never going to eat chips again.
You're like, Pringles. I don't want Pringles anymore.
Done.
I don't want Pringles anymore.
So we walking back to the car, and I'm like, so what happened, man? What'd she do? And she just like, I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, here we go. I was like, well, I'm disappointed in you, and you ain't getting no ice cream. But that's about what I got today as far as meanness.
Yeah. Most days are fine. Most days is Zoe saying no. No, I'm not. No, I won't. Zoe, you're going to get hurt if you do that. No, I'm not. And then she proceeds to get hurt, you know, if she doesn't enough. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure 3 and 4 are two totally different things. But let me steer this ship back to where I was going to steer it at first, and then we hit an iceberg. But this past weekend was Derby. Aaron used to live here, so he knows what it's like.
Yeah, Derby.
It was Derby.
I actually missed the excitement of, like, Derby coming up.
It is palpable.
Don't miss anything else about Derby.
there's White Derby and Black Derby.
Right.
These are two different things.
Right.
White Derby, the freaking marathons and the balloon race,
that's
I went to
them
that.
Getting ready. They
yes.
getting ready.
Oaks and going Oaks, hat
yeah,
shopping.
Out, going
and,
to Oaks yes. a week beforehand, getting ready.
And then you got the Black Side of Derby, the parties, and we can't. They don't do the thing on Broadway anymore. You can't cruise down Broadway. They shut that down. I used to love to do that when I was a kid. So it was Derby.
When I used to work on Broadway, I used to love it because nobody came in the store. Not get this kid.
Everybody was just outside, just cruising back and forth.
Yep, it was barbecue and hangout.
That is great.
Right.
But I am not into Derby in any mode anymore. So I just kind of let the excitement kind of wash over me because I don't really I actually watched it because there were horses and I love horses. So
right,
I watched
right.
the favorite one. Very boring. And
Evie was a Thunder baby. So.
Oh, she was. Oh, Thunder. Do you know I went to the very first Thunder?
Oh, wow.
And it was great. Everybody was just walking around and it was, and everybody was looking so cute because that's what you did. You walked up and down Thunder, making eyes at people and flirting.
Right.
But anyway, so yes, first Thunder. I'm super old, Aaron. Thank you very much. So what did you do Derby time when you were little? Did you participate?
The main thing we did was Thunder. Like the first year when we were there, we went out on Derby like all tourists do. I think we went to 4th Street, which, bad idea.
Uh-huh.
Multiple reasons. But then, you know, like as I, you know, most times I was working on Derby because I was working in retail by that point. But our last year is up there. I was working at the same spot, the special spot that all Black podcasters in Louisville tend to work at,
apparently.
You know, it was just good to be around people and be that close to, you know, like all the activities. So went down and ate around there a couple times at the food strip and everything.
The chow wagon,
yeah,
right.
Oh yeah.
Other than that, like, we, you know, it was really cool taking our parents up there. Like her parents came up a couple years, and we've always had friends come up for Thunder. But nothing like after that, like the actual race. I always lose money on the race, so.
I actually won this year, so I bet seven. I bet $7 on which I wished I had bet all 20 of my dollars that I had on what's his name? Justified.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I end up $7. I won $27.30.
Woo!
There you go. Hey,
yeah. Got to eat.
Hey.
So I don't know.
I always do it wrong. I always bet wrong, Aaron, because I bet to win. I don't do the whole play show thing where you the safe bet.
We used to give each other $10 a piece and say, this is how we split it. Whatever we do, here's your 10, here's my 10. Like, we the type of people to go to a casino and then 15 minutes later, after we've lost our $40,
right?
It's like, I've done that.
Time
to go.
To
go now.
Yes. Right, exactly.
I used to take $100 in. And
see, she balling.
When, 100, this was back shit. In the day. When I would lose it, I would leave. Sometimes I would be there for hours. I was in there for like 15 minutes once, and I'd just walk right back out. I'm like, well,
yeah.
them's the breaks.
Yeah. So I have $27. Now I'm kind of like, do I want to reinvest this during Preakness? Or do I just want, or do I just want to just call it good and be like, all right, next year I'll do it again?
I would call it good, Jay.
Oh, I still have it, so I haven't pulled it out. I'm gonna go ahead and pull it out. So
you should pull it out. But yeah, so I mean, Derby's Derby. It's the only time people care about Louisville, except when they're going to do bourbon stuff, I suppose. Right. But I don't know.
So, Aaron, what's happening over at the BAP Network?
A bunch of nothing. A bunch of hardheads.
Whatever, man. Give it up. What's going on? You got your Rune show.
Yeah, we got Rune with our random untitled nerd episodes.
And you just put some great content out on the. I listened to the. Wait a minute. Did I listen to the, wait a minute. Has the spoiler one came out yet?
Yeah, the spoiler one came out too.
Okay, yeah, I listened to the spoiler one, and so I was listening to the non-spoiler one right while we were in Atlanta. You should have seen the look that Renee gave me. She was like, "Are they spoiling stuff?" I was like, "No, this is the non-spoiler one."
I don't deal well with spoilers.
Oh yeah, we do our Westworld. Oh, I don't know. Wait a minute.
Yes, Zobby listens, dude. You know this.
You know she does.
You know she does.
Now I got some pressure now.
Yeah, she listens.
Yes. She like down with the black folk.
Yeah. So yes. Like for me, I've been skipping the Westworld ones. Why? Because we're backed up a little bit, so I've been avoiding those.
We're like two behind.
So I've been avoiding the Westworld recap.
It's actually recording one tonight without me.
Oh, so. Is that because you're here?
Well, not only that, but I had some family issues, so I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make any time for their recording.
I feel bad.
Yeah, I feel bad a little bit.
We keep
and you said what?
We feel bad now because you're keeping you from that.
Oh, no.
We know that show doesn't, the network doesn't run right without you, man.
Hey, look here, man.
I'm just going to say it. Everybody listen to BAP. Aaron's going to, see, I'm going to make sure everybody listens to the show. I'm going to say it right now. We know Aaron is the, he's the cornerstone. He's the Peter. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's the Paul of BAP. He's the cornerstone. On this church, I will build my, on this cornerstone, I'll build my church. And his name is Aaron.
The only thing about me from the Bible is my name. So.
Aaron, you keep that wheel turning.
You got to understand, after so many years, so let's see, 33 years
of what?
Of indoctrination.
Indoctrination.
It's still. It rolls in my head.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, mine was about 25 years of indoctrination. It's still there.
And you know what? I'm not even like saying that what I do or don't believe. I'm just saying,
hey.
The only thing at this point that is close to anything concerning the Bible.
So, yeah, go ahead. At
this point would be my name.
So here's my thing. So someone actually asked me this past week.
Yes.
Where do I stand?
Why? That's a weird question.
Well,
to ask.
We were having a deep conversation.
Oh,
It was Timmy.
It was
Timmy and I.
It was relevant.
It was relevant.
All right.
Because we were having a deep conversation, and some of the things I was saying lined up with some things that he would think. But those things and thoughts and things I was saying was just like common, decent human being shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I never came out and just like, hey, you know, like a lot of people do, is like, you know, trust the Lord God, your Savior, and Jesus Christ. I just like, don't be a dick. Don't, you know, just do what you need to do. You know, this is how you should be with your wife. This is how you should be as a family. Believe me, I've been divorced. I know the mistakes that I made. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen friends make mistakes that have also been married. I'm pretty sure this is what your wife wants, stuff like that. So it kind of went to a road of, so are you Christian or are you never? I was like, and you know
I don't
how
like labels.
You know how I am, Larry.
I don't like
what's my response?
Oh man, I'm not really one for labels, man.
I don't like labels.
really care for labels, man. You don't put me in a hole, man.
Don't put me in a corner. Yes. And he was like, well, I ain't asking about no labels. I'm just asking what's going on. Because like, you're saying
something. You know what I'm talking about. You know good and well what he was talking about.
I was like, all right, dude. So here's the situation. You know what I'm saying? I kind of went into a little bit. But I was just like, you know, even when I, you know, was practicing Christianity like a Christian would, it was like, I was even like with the whole rapture and everything. I was like, everybody was like, are you pre or post apocalyptic? And I was like, I'm paying. All that shit's going to pan out in the end. We don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, all I know is I'm going to be good. I'm going to be decent. I'm going to just be a good person as well as I can. And in the end of it all, if it pans out, great.
This is a relevant conversation to the thought I had last night. You know, technically, all religions are a cult. Technically, the technical definition.
And it's funny
definition.
That finally hit Renee. I was like, huh. Yeah. Technically.
Any like religion that worships something.
Is a cult.
It's a cult.
I told Renee, I was like, the tadpole's a cult.
It is. It really is.
And I'm not. Your Patreons, the people that absolutely love you. They're cult too. You know? Nah,
they would lay down for you.
We don't know why they are around. We are shocked every week.
I would tell you because you guys.
Oh, you're still here. Oh.
You guys are great. You guys keep it real. You know, even Feek every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Even Feek. Listen,
oh boy, but honestly though, like
I'm trying to build listenership right here now. Come on, Aaron, damn it!
Look, I don't say this often enough, but y'all were the cornerstone and kind of how I do a lot of things, man. Like to this day, I still use my ATR, even though I could move up a little bit. You know, got a little more income coming in from the show. I can do that, but you know. That's what I recommend to people. Like, hey, when you're starting off, these are the things you need to do. And it's I hear myself, and it's all stuff that y'all taught me. So it's just like, well, you know, with that foundation, I'm just happy that we were able to grow in the way that we have, which is still shocking 6 years in.
Yeah.
That some of the controversial shit that we've done and said, and just how we've changed over the 6 years. Like, I think back to when we first had the first shows, and it was just four hardhead dudes trying to break a lot of stereotypes and kind of, you know, talk about feelings and emotions and things like that we didn't really hear a lot. And now we just expanded to like six different shows on the network, and we didn't have guests and been written about. And it's just like, what is going on?
And I love that, man. And I love that. I love that a lot. And the thing that I love the most is like, I don't want that to be me. Can I be real for a minute? Can I just be like, you know what?
Nope.
I just want to be like, if like next week I'm just like, you know what? F this. I don't want to do anymore.
I'm done.
Yo, real talk though, JB seeing some of the stress of some of the shit. Like, I keep in mind, hey, we didn't really ask for any of this shit.
Right.
But oh, excuse my language.
No, you're fine, man. No. You get three F bombs.
Okay.
So,
my bad.
Good.
Okay.
We good. We haven't used any yet. I haven't. That's why I'm drinking the wine tonight. Because I listened to last show.
I did get a little bit of Crown Royal. So I am drinking.
I was trying to. Hey, I'm going to let you know. I went to Total Wine and I tried to find some freaking Crown Royal because I was going to drink it tonight on the show for the first time with you.
But you can't buy bourbon.
So, anyway, go ahead and finish your story, Aaron. We'll talk about that in a second. Go ahead.
But no, man, just like it's all attributed to y'all, man. Like y'all, Mr. Moody, who doesn't really, you know, he don't really record no more.
I know. I kind of miss Mr. Moody, man. Mr. Moody got me through the Virginia Beach trip while Renee was sleeping. I listened to a shit ton of Mr. Moody, man. I like what he's doing, but you know who's my boo right now, right? BTG.
Hey, look, man, I love BTG so much, man. Like, because he is not afraid to say whatever the
hell. Dude, he was like, white niggas are killing it. Light skinned niggas are killing it right now. I was like, oh God.
Killing it.
Oh my goodness, DTG. Come on.
I was like, oh my God.
It's just funny to see like how the like lineage is spread. Like
right.
Some of the stuff y'all taught me, I see other shows that I like kinda had a hand in helping.
Right.
Doing the same thing.
Right. You know,
so like generation of a generation of a generation.
Right.
Hey, Teddy do some of the same stuff that you told me that I told him.
Right.
That he does to this day. So.
Right. Okay. And I have to admit too, I mean, I went back and listened to episode 69 of our show, and that was the show that we had Scott Johnson on from the Frog Pants Network. Mm-hmm. And we had a conversation about, you know, how he's built his network and how he's always been open and honest and real about the things that is in his life. Like he talked about the whole six tacos in the parking lot thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People are like, oh my God, Scott, you know, and talking about earlier about talking about anxiety, the things that we're scared of, you know, you just kind of open your life up on the mic to people and you're being genuine about it.
That's true.
And, with Scott, that's one of the things that he does that people are drawn to. It's kind of like when they're on the mic, these people grow to know you as you're going with your own journey on the microphone. And that's just kind of just amazing. You know, one of the things that I enjoy seeing happening in the Black Podcasting Network that's going on with a lot of podcasts that are coming out now. I mean, even the one that I'm seriously thinking about listening to because I'm really curious about it, because in the Black Podcast Hub, I think it was, I guess someone does a porn podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I want to listen to that because I'm just really curious about what they're talking about, you know, because I was like, what, you know, that's just, I just, you know, I don't
shouts,
know.
Shouts out to the Dr. Abrasive crew.
Is that what, is that who it is?
Yes.
Like, I want to listen to that. So it's the Dr. Abrasive crew?
Yeah, they've been on our show a couple times.
Really? See, that goes to show you. I listened to the most recent podcast. That's the thing that I've picked up with podcasting now, is that because I know how my time is, and when I do listen to my shows and I'm on a podcasting kick, I'll listen to the most recent shows. I don't worry about if I'm going to miss out on something. Like the whole Reginald thing. I missed out on the whole Reginald. The cat.
Yeah.
Reggie.
Yeah, okay. So I missed all that. I didn't know.
Oh, and, yeah.
who was lovely designed by Kilography. Boom, yes. I said it right.
Yes, she killed it.
God damn it, Renee. I hate you so much.
I mean, you say it wrong every time. Calligraphy.
The
key and then
calligraphy.
Yeah, she killed our logo,
she
man.
Did. Dude, she ripped it.
I will say thank you for encouraging me. Not that she already drew pictures of our kids and stuff like that.
She did. Oh my God.
But
it was so cute.
You reaching out to her when in your time of need. And I was like, you know what? I need to quit being lazy. I will say, Aaron does challenge me.
He does it.
He does challenge me with our podcast.
He challenges me to be Black.
He challenged me with the podcast because he knows when I'm being lazy.
As in what?
I mean, he told me that I probably should do a Patreon. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like,
Then I had a panic attack asking my parents for money. Asking strangers for money is a little much for me.
But then, because it's like, if I don't put it up, I won't realize who doesn't like us.
That like really shows
that's,
who
that's my
like
anxiety
us.
Right there.
Yes.
But you just don't listen. You don't listen to the advice you give to people, because the advice you gave me was, well, why don't you? So
what's the worst that could happen?
So,
what's the worst that can happen?
And the only reason I thought about it, I'm just gonna be honest, the only reason I thought about it, because I was like, you know what? I want a new logo. Because our logo is like 8 years old. You know, times are changing. It's time to step it up. And I was like, and I want to help out people that listen to our show, and I want to help out family. And I was like, you know what? I told Aaron to hit up Ray. Why am I not hitting up Ray for a logo? You know what I'm saying?
Because our logo was stale.
Our logo was stale. Desi did a great job. Desi, I love you.
Yeah.
You did a great job. But it was time for a change because we've changed from what we were.
Oh my God, we changed so much.
8 years ago
Jaya
to what we are
about
now.
My voice, how I sounded like a little.
No, this was, no, this was in between.
Oh, okay.
This was in between. But, but I was like, you know what? It's time for a new logo. You know, let's try to do something and everything. So that's kind of, Aaron challenges me on that, that's you know, cool. And I appreciate that because that's real and I need that. And that's why I love Aaron and I love Teddy and I love the people around me because we push each other, to kind of be better, to even when it's kind of like we're down and we're out and we kind of like just F the world, everybody hates me. We're like, nah, bruh, you know, we need for you to stand up and keep going. So back
glad,
to her.
Glad you get that out of it because all I like doing is making fun of YouTube bums.
Yeah. Whatever, boo. You moved to Cleveland so you wouldn't have to deal with us because you can't handle the realness.
Every time I hear Cleveland, I just think dirty. Every time.
Hey, now, Cleveland.
I'm just saying that's the first thought that comes to mind is dirty, and I don't know why.
I have his coworker from Cleveland, and dude swears up and down that LeBron is a GOAT. I'm just like, dude, he's not the GOAT, man. Sorry.
You don't want to have this conversation with me because I'm not. I'm on his side.
Oh.
You on his side that LeBron is GOAT?
Yeah. No.
Whatever, man. Top five, yeah. With his attitude, 5.5. So, anyway, about Crown Royal. This is my show.
Nice.
You don't get to talk about that. God dog it, Aaron.
Oh man!
But anyway, but here's the thing: is they give all of their high school students classes on how to defend LeBron James. They that's part of the debate thing. It's like
okay,
when you leave out of this high school, people gonna tell you Michael Jordan's GOAT. Okay, here's everything you need to compare. In the last out of his career, 30 games, LeBron has scored the winning points of the last, you know, he scored more points in the last 5 seconds of the championship games than Michael Jordan ever has. They'll pull out stats like that. It was like, where the hell did that stat come from? Where it's kind of like buzzer beaters for LeBron versus Jordan, and that makes LeBron go. I was like, what the hell are these stats is going on? And it's kind of like, every time LeBron has been in the playoffs, he always makes it to the finals. Jordan, 0. LeBron, 3 times. Is that right?
Don't ask me. I just like LeBron because I think he's a good person.
he's a better person. Okay.
I agree with that. Jordan was cocky.
I think that people,
But then also, LeBron's a little whiny bitch a little bit too, man. He flops all over the court. But I will admit, that's what the NBA is turning into now, a bunch of flopping people to try to get the
Oh, how old did you say you were? 50. 55.
I hate you so much. And that's when I know my age is kicking in.
Yeah.
65 years old.
Every now and then.
I remember when I tell you when I saw Kareem play on the blacktop back in 78. I tell you back then.
Okay. So I was going to buy some Crown Royal tonight. So I told Renee this weekend, I'm trying to go a month without buying any more bourbon, right? Because
too much.
Not that I have, maybe I do. I mean, I don't know. I have enough, right? So I was like, you know, I'm going to chill out buying bourbon for the next month to see how it goes. And I could use the caveat. And when I said bourbon, I also meant whiskey.
I was about to say, because Crown is not a bourbon.
Right. So Crown's not a bourbon. So I don't want to give myself an out to do that, because then all of a sudden I'll be like, you know what? I can buy this gin. Oh, I'm going to go buy this vodka over here. Oh, I'm going to buy this Crown Royal. Oh, I'm going to buy this Colorado whiskey. You know, I'm just like, no, I'm not going to do that. I was like, what I'm going to buy, that's why I have my box of wine right here, is like, I'm not going to spend $15 over a bottle of wine, you know, right, a week, because I have enough bourbon, I have enough whiskey, and, you know, and maybe I should have gotten, I should have made an exception and got the Crown tonight, but I was just like, I can't. Now, they had an Apple Crown, which apparently I had while I was in Utah, and I don't remember.
That's not the real Crown.
Right. I want the real Crown. I want the straight up Crown that people come in the store asking for, and I say, I'm sorry, we don't have Crown.
And they look at you like you're crazy.
They're like, what kind of liquor store is this? Well, I'm sorry, but we're a liquor boutique.
Did they say that? Yeah. Oh my God, that was shade.
That's like, do you have Remy Martin? What's Remy Martin? Do you have, what's the other one? What's the cognac one?
Hennessy.
Do you have, oh yeah, do you have Hennessy? No, I'm sorry, we don't have Hennessy. What kind of liquor store are you?
I'm sorry,
we're a liquor boutique.
Yeah, you might as well say we don't serve black people here.
But did I say, if you go out here on Her Lane, take a left, there's a liquor world right before you get to the tracks. They're going to have everything you need, including Boone County. Boone County. Wine. Some sweet wine.
Oh.
Boone Farms?
Yeah, Boone Farms. Thank you. Oh. Boone County's the bourbon. I'm sorry. Yeah, Boone Farms.
Boone Farms got me through my freshman year.
We drank those little Jack Daniels coolers, the country coolers.
Oh, yeah. We had those as well. I remember once freshman year, I cleared out my whole entire mini fridge. On a Friday, we went to Kmart.
Wow.
Got two cases of Mike's Hard Lemonade and three big old bottles of Boone's Farm, put it in my freezer, and drank the entire weekend.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. My favorite was, Jack Daniel's Down Home Punch. That's what it was.
What? Now, that sounds good.
It's a country cut. Oh, they still have them. Shut the F up. All
right, so I'm trying to remember. I felt like I had a question. Oh, Aaron, let me stop this music real quick.
Oh, it's a series.
Oh.
Let me stop there.
Oh.
Did you watch that Childish Gambino
video? Yeah.
That's a lot to unpack.
Dude.
Though.
All right. So, Childish Gambino was on Saturday Night Live, and he did a song that was called This Is America. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So, we were watching Saturday Night Live, which everybody knows I typically don't watch. We just happened to turn it on, and then he was on it. I was like, oh, shit, we're going to record this because I love Atlanta, and I love Redbone and everything he's been doing. Don't care about Community, but you know what? I'm going to revisit Community because I think I need to digest everything. So I get in the car, and Renee was like, you know that song Childish did? Because one, we was like, man, he like having his shirt off a whole lot. You know, dude must have been like, getting pumped and everything else. He's just great, man. You look good. You know, you got your hamburger meat on your chest and everything. It's great. Yep. You look good, dude. Why you got your shirt off though? But then the video comes out. I didn't see the video. Renee saw the video, and I got in the car when she picked me up and was like, have you seen the video? I was like, no. And I thought Renee was actually hating on me because she'd been kind of throwing a little hate this week. Was like, I didn't care about the SNL stuff.
No, I just said he wasn't that funny to me. But continue.
But the Kanye place was amazing. The
Kanye place was great.
Anyway.
I like the Friendos.
The Friendos was great, dude.
Oh, God. And therapy. Therapy.
Group hug. He's like, Benzo.
Anyway. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was great. So if you haven't seen the Saturday Night Live thing, go check YouTube. It's great. But I watched the video when I got in the car, and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, he lit a fire, dog.
Dude, so this video speaks volumes. It's like, you have to watch this thing five times. This is like watching Black Panther, you know? Yeah, like, you have to go back like 5 times to catch everything. You know what I'm saying?
You remember when everybody, when Kendrick Lamar performed at the Grammys like 3 years ago, and he had all that fire, and he had the African Warriors and the chains.
Right,
and all that.
Right, yeah.
Dog, it was like that, but like nobody expected that from Donald Glover, except, you know, a couple people like myself.
Right, oh, right.
Except a couple people like.
Now, I'll admit, I wasn't surprised.
Yeah, I wasn't shocked.
I wasn't shocked that he did this, but I wasn't ready. You know?
Yeah.
I wasn't ready. This is like when, was it Tropical Quest when they put that song out when Donald Trump won?
Mm.
It was kind of like one of those moments. You know, the We the People song. It was kind of like, oh, shit. What's going on? We about to have a fight up in here. What's going on? Oh, man.
Now, I did read a counterpoint to Childish Gambino.
All right.
Black person wrote the article.
Uh-huh.
Saying that he is disingenuous and he is just cashing in on black consciousness. Like, he's not even real about this stuff. He's just trying to make some money. I was like, ooh, that's shade out of nowhere.
But anybody that listens to his music from the very beginning, that's what he's about.
Yeah, right, right.
Like, that's the wild part. Like,
but then he also dissed him for having a white girlfriend. Right. So.
Yeah, oh, I mean, the white girlfriend don't really mean nothing to me.
It
like,
doesn't.
What is it? Is this dude a hotep? I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Probably came from the Root or something like that. Like,
was it the Root, babe?
No, it wasn't the Root. I gotta find it. It was actually a comment. It was a link on the comment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, everybody's
he couldn't even get a high Google thing on his thing. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's somebody's blog. Somebody, you know, I hate childishgambino.blogspot.com. So there you go. I don't even want to talk about it.
I mean, everybody has some stuff that they need to address. Like, nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
But I don't think that he was disingenuous when it came to this.
Right.
You know, like, I felt like it was right on the money. It was right on time.
It was. I mean,
it was definitely bold.
Dude, I was not. I'm telling you, like, within the first 30 seconds, I was like, okay, this is where we're going today.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, like, yeah.
He dropped it.
Yeah.
He's had a hell of a week.
Yeah.
And he's about to be solo. I mean, he's about to be in solo.
Lando. Yeah, man.
Give him his own movie. Just give Lando his own movie.
I'm sorry, Billy D. I'm just sorry. I mean, I think Danny's going to out Lando you, man. I mean, you were great. You'll always be OG, but you know,
you always be able to drop the panties off of older women.
But yeah,
not me.
So
also, before we get off, I want to talk to y'all about video games because it's been like 2 years.
All right, sure.
We can discuss.
I have some recommendations because I saw y'all finally playing y'all PS4 again.
Oh yeah, Renee playing the PS4. What we got?
God of War or Dad of War? Is that like?
It's good. It's so good.
It's good,
dude. You know what this made me do? So this made me go listen to the Norse mythology by Neil Gaiman.
Oh my God! Yeah, and it's basically that book.
So, I listened to that, and then I was reading it also when I couldn't be in the car, so I was going back and forth, and then I spoiled myself because I was trying to read about the horn that Heimdall has.
Oh, so you kind of.
So I kind of spoiled myself on the event that happened. And I was kind of like, oh, that's fine. You know, and I was kind of glad it actually happened at the beginning. Then I would just be like, oh, okay, great, cool. We good. But when he came, dude, I'm just saying, I told you the part that I was going to cry. I cried on when he just. Renee wants to do a spoiler-free show.
Boy.
Oh, my God.
Boy.
Wait, Renee, have you beat it? Did you beat it?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I'm still at the beginning.
She's finally got the fast travel.
I have my boat.
Oh, okay. So can we at least talk about the first first boss battle.
Oh my god, okay, dude! Yeah, I watched that.
That's not a spoiler, y'all. It's
I
really
watched
not.
That, Aaron. I was like, "How long is this going to happen?"
Yo, when they decided to just make it anime, and it was like, "Oh yeah, that's right. That's what gods would be. It would just be anime."
It's just like it was like people fighting and reshaping the world, literally.
Yeah, then when they started grabbing hands and the world started breaking, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Mountains forming and canyons, just like.
I was like, dude, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's nice.
Have you met the witch yet?
Yeah, she has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And have you went to her house?
Yes.
That's when I wanted to go buy a 4K TV.
Jay wanted to buy a 4K TV.
Well, we have a 4K TV. Oh, wait. I told Renee I want to get. So, Target had a sale where you got $100 off on a PlayStation 4. And then GameStop had a deal the week before that I missed. You got like $100 extra on the trade in. So I was like, Renee, I can trade in our PS4, get $140. Go buy this PlayStation Pro and just pay $100 and you have 4K.
I was like, eh.
And Renee was like, eh, I'm good.
I mean, I'm like, I am the frugal, like, why? This is great. This is fine.
Because I'm like, the experience.
I saw what that looks like in 4K and I was very jealous.
No, don't. Like, I don't have a 4K TV.
No, I'm
gonna.
Hey, I can look at you if I want to look at you. I'm gonna look at you.
But you're looking at me like.
But the thing is,
say
I'm gonna say C, but I'm not gonna go look at it because you know what? I'll be disappointed. Then I know what I'll go do. You know, so.
Okay.
But was it beautiful? Man, was it beautiful?
God of War. The sound design is amazing. God, the sound design is amazing. Have you met the World Serpent yet?
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of where I am. I'm just kind of going to the different docks and stuff.
Did you hear his voice?
Yeah, but I didn't pay attention to what it sounded like.
So here's the other part too. I wanted to get a sound bar. I didn't want to get a 5.1. I was just like, you know, babe, let's get a 2.1. Let's get a sound bar with the little bass unit. You know what I'm saying? You know, just for good times. That'll be nice. Renee was like, nah, I don't need that. I'm just like, man.
The World Serpent makes a sound that I've like never heard before.
Yes.
It's like a weird, deep, like booming.
Grumbly,
scary. Like, it was like, I played it in the dark with my headphones on and I was like, wow.
Jay hasn't seen that part.
This is a lot.
Which is fine. I'll catch up. I mean, that's stuff that, like I told you, I didn't want you to feel like you had to wait for me.
It's going to take me a long time to finish.
I know.
It took me 30 hours. And if you're just getting to the lake, you got another good 25 hours of just story.
Yeah, it's, with the girls, I don't get to play it a ton.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are some other recommendations you have for us?
For me?
Yeah.
Do you like action games like Bayonetta?
Bayonetta.
I don't even know that. I've been out of the video games.
Yeah,
for a
I don't
long
think I played
time,
that one.
But no.
Well, you're playing God of War, so you at least like being able to button mash a little bit.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
So Nier Automata is.
Oh, Renee has this. This is what I got you for your birthday.
You must play
Nier Automata.
It is
the Final Fantasy like ish game that I gave you.
Okay.
It is Final Fantasy if Final Fantasy was all sadness.
Sometimes so, it is. I mean, Final Fantasy VII.
Oh no! Like, it's a very bleak game, mm-hmm. but it is.
I like bleak.
It might be my favorite game of all time. Like I played this three different times.
Wow. Maybe I should play this game and while Renee's playing God of War.
This way, people, every time somebody gets to a certain part in the game, they either, and I've introduced them to the game, they either hit me up or they text me like, hey, man, this game is a lot. I don't know if I can continue. And then they go past it, and it's like, everybody hits me up like, this is the best experience I've ever had.
Oh, my God.
Shoot, maybe I need to buy this for PC and just play it on PC.
Oh, my God. I wanted to buy it on PC. It was on sale last week. I stopped myself.
Oh, was it? What was it on sale for?
I think it was like 20.
Shit.
No.
It's off sale now?
I haven't checked. I haven't been on Steam to check recently.
Go.
Oh man, if it's on sale on Steam, I'm gonna get it, because
and it has the most beautiful soundtrack. Haunting soundtrack. Like, oh, it's just an amazing game.
Oh yeah, it's $59 right now. It's on my wish list. I have to wait. God,
look at us talking about it and derailed the show.
Like, no, our fine. Show has no rails, so
all right, but we are at
I was about to.
I don't think we're gonna be able to do
but that just means we have to have him back one day.
Yeah, so we have to do
whatever y'all want me on, man. My little me and my little show, man. I talk about a little bit. All right,
yeah
I gotta
you
I
shoot the shit.
Yep, I gotta get over so and I gotta get over done. And do some BAP. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can maybe I can troll Feek for a while.
Y'all more than welcome, man. It's y'all schedule. Y'all know we every Thursday.
You know what? It was on my schedule and then somebody took it off. I think I was accidentally invited.
I've invited you before and then you said no. Because you have to turn back. Couldn't get a babysitter or something happened.
So I know there was a couple of times like you guys do it on Thursdays. And one of the Thursdays that I have is my city council meeting that I have to be at.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was.
Okay, yeah. And so I was like, nah, we can just send it to you for no reason.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was trying, because I know it was there every time. And I was like, oh, you know what? I just need to just pop in and be like, yo, I'm going to be on the show tonight.
Honestly, you are one of the few people that will have that privilege.
And I feel bad for doing it because I know you, Teddy, Feek, and Rock, right? And I feel bad for CJ and, CJ, who's the other?
Don't
hey,
look at me.
Lloyd.
Yeah. I'd be like the new kid on the block. It's like, who's this rolling up in here?
And you would get roasted just like everybody else.
Yeah, for real. Man. I would expect no other. And I didn't get a chance to talk about my DNA results yet that I haven't put on Facebook. So. So I got my DNA results back this past week. But Aaron, before we get out of here, where can people find you and your wonderful network?
Just search for Black Astronauts Podcast anywhere on the internet. We'll come up. Appreciate y'all having me on as usual, but we talk all the time anyway. It ain't like I ain't about to comment on one of y'all posts in like 20 minutes.
Right.
So thank y'all. Like I said, for always just supporting me and supporting the show and the network that is kind of, bloomed out of it. So, and thank everybody that's in the ear that listens, man. That's wild. I always forget, man.
Yeah.
Always forget. I always think we got two people listening. So.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah. But anyway. Anyway.
Well, anyway.
Right, anyway.
So where can people find us?
People can find us if you want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at thevalentinecast.com. The Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Facebook page, babe.
Page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is the cowboy. T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I, and my Twitter feed is the Ice Flow.
A huge shout out to the folks at Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music during our show. Also, a huge shout out to Keylography Design. Or you can go out there, have them hook you up with some nice, help me out, Renee. Rosé's kicking in.
What?
Help me out.
I totally
some art, even... some awesome art and everything else.
I didn't even hear what you said.
And also check the show notes because we have Zobby's book in there.
Yes.
The Chronicles.
The rose is kicking.
It is.
All right.
So what's the Chronicles of Kalan?
Kalan, yes.
Kalan. I always say Kalan because I like Kalan. That just sounds.
What the heck is Kalan?
Kalan just sounds smoother to me.
Well, maybe it is, and I'm wrong. Zobby can correct me.
Yeah, Zobby can correct us. So, which, after finishing Norse mythology, I will need to go and finish reading her book. Anyway, yeah, that's right. CalligraphyInc.com. Black Astronauts. This is BlackAstronautsPodcast.com. Huge shout out to Aaron and Teddy and all those folks for supporting us as we support them. And the music is over, which is horrible.
We're out.
Which means that we're out. And Renee needs to say boobs.
Boobs.
Zobby said that's how it's said, Jay. Boom.
Cut the show, y'all. Cut the show. We be fade to black. We out.
When Jay starts drinking, our shows never go according to plan.
We talking about, I just had wine tonight. I didn't even drink bourbon.
It isn't. Drinking it.